right now. So you may have just got it button now instead of when you came in. Okay, welcome everyone to Apple Bites. This is March 28th, 2023. This event is being sponsored by Blind Information Technology Specialists, otherwise known as BITS. You can learn more about BITS and all of the benefits of membership in BITS by going to bits-acb.org. We have an announcements only list, which anyone can subscribe to by sending a blank message to bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. And we would be very happy to have you on that list. You'll hear about all of the events coming up and our hospitality Bites with Bits chats that happen every Friday and Saturday night. So with that said, if you would like to join BITS, some of the benefits of membership include the fact that this presentation is being recorded. So if you want to refer back to it at a later time, or you missed part of it, or you know somebody who would benefit and they missed the whole thing, if they are a member of BITS, they can have access to all of the archived presentations. And of course, you get membership in ACB when you join BITS. Dues are $20 a year. With that said, I'm going to hand it over to our presenter for the evening, Mr. Herbie Allen, who is going to tell us all about using the calendar on our phones.
All right. Well, first of all, I think I may need an instruction on the got it button, as your facilitator almost forgot to press it, which would have made things very interesting and not in a good way. Oh boy, let me tell you folks, with all these events going on with BITS and ACB community, how do you keep track of them all? Well, one way is perhaps a nice little alert from your calendar, like a few minutes before the event saying, hey, get ready, it's time for the BITS chat, or hey, it's time for Apple Bites, or hey, it's time for Mac Bites. Well, that is the app I'm going to talk about tonight, the calendar app. It is a very useful application to have on your phone, and the nice thing is you're not locked into it if you don't like its layout. There are definitely third-party solutions, with Fantastical perhaps being the most popular one. It is not an app I have used myself, so I won't be able to comment on it. I have always been perfectly happy with the default calendar app. In fact, it was one of the first apps I figured out how to use by myself on Chanel's iPhone back in 2010. It was a 3GS, and it was an app that she didn't really use, and I actually taught her how to use it a couple weeks later, even though she'd been using the phone and I didn't even own my own phone yet. Now, granted, that was the calendar app of back then. There have been some changes over the years, and some of you on the call earlier were hearing Nikki and I discuss like how difficult it can be sometimes now with keeping a constant date or whatever. Unfortunately, they have made some interface changes over the years with how you select date and time and all that, and that is a little bit unfortunate, but I think I can still walk you through all that. But before we actually go into the app itself, I want to just take a quick look at the settings, as there are some interesting things there.
1904, 12 notifications.
And they might be of interest to you if you look at your calendar app more so than booking things, but there are some things that affect that too. Open settings.
Settings.
I should have had this ready.
And
by the way, before I continue on, I do want to mention, if you've not already done so, there is a new version of iOS 16 out, just released yesterday for iOS, iPad, Apple TV, and Mac as well. Mac OS, not iOS, but you know what I mean. So we're going to go in the settings here until we get to calendar.
Home, X, wallpaper, Siri, Face ID, emergency, battery, app, passwords, calendar, button.
So it's right after mail and contacts and
notes, button. Calendar,
all that,
button.
And they are linked to each
access.
Other.
Heading.
And I will explain that in a minute. So let's, of course, something that you're going to now see in settings for every app, allow calendar to access.
Siri and search, button.
Siri and search, this can be very useful if you want to not only be able to use Siri to book an appointment, but Siri can also find events that are, like, say, going to crop up in your email and add them to your calendar if you would like. And that is a very interesting thing to do. I didn't really think about explaining that one, but it is a very, you kind of have to touch and explore to find the add to a calendar thing if you see an event, and it'll say like, Siri found an event in the email, would you like to add it, that type of thing.
Accounts, six, button.
Accounts, six. So, the question is, why am I seeing accounts in calendar? These are exactly the same as my mail accounts, and you can sync your calendars with each mail account. This really comes in handy, for instance, like a Google Calendar is one that I use. In fact, it's my default. And so I can access my Google Calendar from the Calendar app on the phone. I can access it from the web on the computer, which is something I do primarily for adding like Zoom links that I want input into the calendar that I have an invite for. And also, Nikki asked me what the inbox was for in the calendar app itself. The inbox is where you would receive calendar invites, and people would send them to your email address that you have a calendar linked up to, and you can accept or decline them from there. And another thing you can do with accounts and calendar, it's one of two ways you can have a shared calendar, because as an example, like Chanel and I have a joint Gmail account, and so since it has a calendar, we are both logged into the same calendar, so when one of us puts an event in that particular calendar, then the other one sees it. The other way to do a shared calendar is through iCloud, and that is where you share an iCloud calendar. But, so you have some very interesting options with the accounts, and you'll notice too that when you're setting up a new mail account, it'll ask you if you want to sync things like your mail and calendar and all that.
Allow calendar to access. Heading. Siri inserts. Time zone override.
Here.
Chicago. Button.
Time zone override. So what this does is it puts the calendar in your current time zone. So that way, whenever an event is created, it will automatically default to your time zone. If you have this off.
Time zone override on. Time zone, Chicago, button.
You can turn this on or off from this button, and you can set a default time zone if you want.
The time zone override always shows event dates and times in the selected time zone. The time zone.
And you can change it from here. So mine is set to Chicago because I'm in Central Time. But if I was to go to, let's say, the West Coast, I'd want it on the Cupertino and all that.
Time zone. Chicago. Button.
And what
time
happens
zone
if
override.
I turn this off.
Off? Time zone. Off. Dim. The time zone override always shows event dates. And the time zone. Off.
That would
time
be
zone.
Because
off.
I would
dim.
Now see any events in the time zone that it was created. And that could really get things confusing. So I recommend you have this off and on and set to your default time zone.
Calendar back button. Calendar.
Let's go to our back button here.
Time zone override off. Alternate calendar. Time zone override off. Button.
I thought I turned you
time
on.
Zone override.
Oh,
time zone off. Dimmed button. Time zone override off. Time zone override off. On.
There we go. Okay.
Calendar back button. Calendar.
So now that is back time on. Zone. So this really comes in handy. For instance, I do get to Zoom panelist invites from ACB, which is in Eastern Time, and this means when I actually add it to my calendar, even though it's set by default to the New York time zone, it will actually display my time zone. So that means I get the alerts at the proper time and everything like that.
Alternate calendars off button.
alternate calendars. So even though I have these off, I still get some extra goodies that I really don't always want, like birthdays and all that. And some of these calendars have come as a result of Facebook and whatnot too, so it's a little bit confusing. I'm not going to delve into much of that.
Week numbers off.
Week numbers, if you want to see which week of the year it is, you can have this on or off. I really don't want to know.
Week view starts on today, off.
Do you want your week view to start on today?
Show invitee declines, on.
Show invitee declines, so this means you can see who declines your invitations. And by the way, I don't want my weekdays to start on today because Tuesday is not the first day of the week.
Sync, all events, button.
So here you can adjust what events sync in your calendar. And
events 2 weeks
here,
back. Sync, heading. Events 2 weeks back. Events 1 month back. Events 3 months back. Events 6 months back. Selected. All events. Selected.
So what this means is, do you want to see any previous events in your calendar? And this can or cannot be useful depending on your situation. You might want to see, when did you have an appointment with so-and-so 6 months before? Or do you want a lot less clutter? And if that's the case, you might just want to set it to 2 weeks. So that's what the sync does, and that is for when you're viewing the calendar.
Calendar, back, calendar.
Let's go back.
Sync, all, default alert times, button.
Default alert times. So these are customizable when you actually book an appointment, but you can set your defaults here.
Birthdays, on day of event, default alert times, heading. Calendar, default alert times, heading. Birthdays, on day of event, 9, button.
Do you want to be alerted to somebody's birthday on the day of the event or a different time? Mine is set to notify me at 9 in the morning on their birthday, that is their birthday. So,
all day events, events,
thank you.
1 day before, button. Birthdays, events, 1 day before, button.
So I do get a reminder about a day before about an upcoming event. This can be really useful. For instance, I'll give you an example of our paratransit system. We book a day in advance. So let's say I've got a doctor's appointment coming up on Friday. It will remind me on Thursday about that appointment. And that'll be a clue to me to, oh, I better book my ride or I'm going to have to take Uber.
All day events, none, button.
I don't really do much with all day events. You'll see these for like holidays or, you know, a convention, I imagine, would be an all day event.
Time to leave, off.
Time to leave. Okay. I really do not like these. They're useful if you are the one driving, and I might reconsider my position on this when it comes time for self-driving cars and I get one. But until then, time to leave does not help me at all, because what this does is, if you're driving, it takes into consideration for location-based appointments what the traffic conditions are and all that, and it'll bug you. Oh, time to leave now for your appointment. Well, it doesn't factor in things like paratransit and that you have no control over these things, or public transportation. And I don't even...
Herbie?
Oh, let's try that. Okay.
There you go.
So the idea
time,
is...
When available, calendar uses your location, locations of upcoming events, traffic conditions, and transit options to tell you how long it will take to arrive at your destination, so you can leave on time.
So to use transit options, and I've never used... Like I said, I've never found it helpful. If anybody has, especially with public transportation, I'd be very interested to hear about that later on.
When available. When calendar back button calendar.
Okay.
Default alert times button.
Let's go back.
Default calendar. Delegate calendar. Start week on Sunday. System setting button.
Start week on Sunday. This is a system setting, and so that is by default when the week is set to start. If you want to change it to a different day, you can double tap that. And you're taking forever to load, phone. Okay. And this isn't talking. Okay. Let's reset our voice over here, folks. I do apologize. All right. We are having a technology kerfuffles
Voice
here.
over on.
Thank you.
Settings. Calendar.
Why was that so hard?
Start week on. Heading. Mirror system setting. Heading. Selected. System setting. Sunday. When selected. Calendar will use the setting from. Language and region. Link. Period. Calendar app only. Heading. Sunday. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. This setting will apply in calendar only. Other apps will use the system setting.
So if you do change the default day, it'll only affect the calendar and nothing
Calendar.
else.
Back button. Calendar. Sync. All events. Button. Start week on. Default calendar. CHM.Allen.
Default calendar. Remember I was talking about the different accounts? So this will determine what your default calendar is. I have it set to our joint account, and so does Chanel, just because it makes things a lot easier, seeing each other's appointments and all that, because then we're all in sync with each other. So, and by the way, the default calendar does not affect, like, say, your default mail or anything like that. They are completely different. So I use my other address for my default email address. So that's what the default account is for the calendar.
Delegate calendars button.
Delegate calendars. So this is where you can kind of set admins for other calendars. I honestly have not done anything with that.
Location suggestions on.
Location suggestions on. I do like this feature. What it does is when you put something in the location field, you can actually have it search for the correct information for, like, say, your doctor's office or whatever, and it'll bring it up and put it in correctly. Otherwise, you can turn this off and the location field will just have in it whatever you input into the field. In both instances, you can leave it blank, by the way. And of course, if you put in a URL, that's not going to affect anything.
Location sig.
So that is the calendar app in settings, the different things we can do there for some of its default behavior. So let's close that out.
Settings. Closing settings. Facebook. Active. Face. Closing
And we
Facebook.
can close
Dice
out
World.
Facebook too. Oh, Dice World. Hey, do I have any active
Home.
games? Oh, wait a
Social.
minute. We're here to do the calendar. Open calendar.
Calendar. March. Back button.
So let's take a look at our calendar app. So right now it's saying March back button. If I was to hit that, it would take me to a month view, and then back would take me to a year view.
Selected. List button.
List. I really like the list view because instead of listing every single day of the week, it'll just list active events. But you might want to take it out of list view if you want to see what day a certain date is on and you don't have anything booked for it.
Search button. Add button.
Add. We're going to add an event in just a second.
Events. ACB presents the daily schedule from 7:50 to Tuesday, March 28th at 8:05. ACB org Zoom us. Herbie.allen@gmail.com.
Okay.
HCWCSD exhibitors and act Mac class from 18. Mac NTalk from 18. Wednesday,
So I
March
can
20.
see all my
ACB presents
events here.
Thursday, March. When
And why do I have an ACB
HCWCS
presents
ACB
call
presents
on
the daily
Tuesday? I don't
Cap
know.
A.
Can I delete it?
Alpha.
I think I can. But we'll
Edit
get to
button.
that in a minute.
March 27th. March 20.
But I can double tap on an event to look at more information. And at the very bottom,
Toolbar. Today. Button.
I've got today. This is useful if you are not in list view.
Calendars. Button.
I can look at a very specific calendar if I want.
Inbox. Button.
And inbox.
Inbox.
Nikki
Button.
asked about that.
Selected. Replied. Button. Two. Selected. New. Button. One. Done. Button. No invitations. No
I don't
invite.
have any
Done. Selected.
invitations. Do I have
New.
any that'll show
Replied.
up and
Button.
replied?
Selected. Done. Selected. HCWCSD exhibitors
Yes,
and
I
activities committee
do.
meeting. Louis Maher. Event will occur every 2 weeks. Tuesday, April 11th at 11. Selected. Accept. Button. Maybe. Button. decline button, decline button.
So I could change my status to maybe or decline if I need to. And I don't selected. Really want to, new. But and what this is an event that he invited me to using his calendar, and it already had the information in it. And also because it's linked to my calendar, it can just pop up in my Zoom app. I don't even use the calendar, but that really
replied.
Comes in
no invitation
handy,
done.
And
button.
It's getting well beyond the scope of this.
Events.
Okay.
Search. But add button.
Let's take a look at our add
text
button.
Field.
Here's
editing,
the key
title,
thing. How do we
mode,
add an event to the calendar? First thing that pop up is the title. So we will call
Braille
this
screen input or e street space
test event.
T portrait event. Clear text. Location or video call.
Location or video call. This is something that when I first used the calendar app a long time ago, it did not have the video call aspect of it. Zoom, I don't even think existed in 2010 for
location,
that matter.
All day. Switch location or video call.
So if I double
field.
Tap this
is editing.
Field.
Enter location or video call. Word mode. Insertion point at start.
So I was giving you the idea, mentioning earlier how it can find the location. So I tell you what, I'm going to have it find a very public place here in Houston.
Headings. Words,
so
headings,
we're going
words,
to have
Braille screen
find
input,
a
orientation locked,
building.
A, M, D,
if
stopping
I can spell
Braille
correctly.
Screen input, portrait, characters, Braille screen input, A, or A, S, P, R,
actually, you know what,
Herm Terman, A, A, N, space, P, R, O, E, L, space, portrait.
Okay, I just typed in Herman Professional, that should be good enough.
Martin M, Herman Professional Corporation, 9350 Yonge Street. Richmond Hill on L4C5G. Who Herman DDS? Clear text. Current location.
So I can have it book it from my current location?
Map locations. Head. Who Herman DDS MSA Professional Corporation. 1711 Lombard Street. San Francisco. Search. Cancel.
You know what my problem
location.
Is.
Location. Heading. Search field. Is editing.
I should have
insertion
been more specific.
Point at start. Headings. Words.
But I can just double tap.
Cancel.
The point of
button.
That is just to show you. I can double tap on that.
Location
I should have
or
really
video
typed in Herman Memorial. Hold on, folks. I'm having some issues. Am I still here? I am not hearing anything, so that is not a good sign. Okay. Okay. All right. Hold on. Then I guess I'm not being heard. I will.
You're being heard by us, but hello? But we're not hearing your phone, but now we're not hearing you. Hey guys, I hope Herbie will be back with us very soon. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can. Let Oh, hold on. I have to get him. He had to come back. Hold on a second. There we go. He left and came
all
back.
All right.
Did not see that? Okay. There we go.
All right. I do apologize. I seem to be having kerfuffles here. Something got disconnected and that threw everything off. But I am back, as you can hear. Okay, so anyway, the purpose of that location thing was not so much for accuracy's sake, but just to show you how it can work. So I typed in the location I wanted, and then I did a touch and explore above, like where the keypad is, and then I could put in that precise location. And that is, of course, optional whether you want to do that or not. But it can really come in handy. I definitely have liked it sometimes for if I've gone to a new place for the first time and I need to remember things like the suite number, for instance, of where I'm going to. And so the location can really come in handy for that.
New event, add, test, locate, all day, switch button, off.
I can make this an all-day event, which means it'll last all day. And I don't have to put any times or anything like that, but I don't want to do that.
Starts 19, March 23rd, 2023.
Ah, the infamous start and end time.
Starts.
So if
19,
I double tap that.
March 23rd, 2023. Button. 19. Button. Collapsed.
And it expands its, or it expands or collapses.
March 23rd, 2023. Button. Expanded. 19. Month. March.
So
March 23rd. March 23rd, 19, button, March 23rd,
not
March,
my favorite,
19, March 23rd, describe images off for calendar, describe, starts, 19,
because I really
month,
don't like
Wednesday,
how they link.
March 1st, button.
But what we can do is we just keep swiping right to the month, so what if
Sunday,
we wanted an April?
March 12th,
I really miss how they used to have this
Friday,
laid out with the
March 24th,
old,
but Saturday, today, Wednesday, and
the old
20,
picker thing.
Wednesday. March 29th, button.
So we want this event to
selected
be tomorrow.
And
the other thing now that I have
Saturday,
to do is
March
I want 11th, to adjust the time.
Saturday.
So let's go back.
Starts 19, March 29th, 2023, button, expanded, 19, button, collapsed.
So again, I've got things expanded and collapsed here.
Month, Wednesday, month, March 2023, button, adjustable.
And by the way, if I want to adjust the month on here,
April 2023,
I can swipe up and that'll be April, so the event will now be next month.
May 2023.
Or I can make it even May.
April 2023.
And that's how you do that.
March 29th, 2023, button, expanded.
And then if I want to make sure it'll stay there, I can just
March
collapse
29th.
It by
March 29th, 2023, button, collapsed.
And of course, it doesn't actually tell you that it made changes.
19,
but if
March 29th,
it again
March 29th,
and I flip to the right,
month, March 2023, button, adjustable.
It doesn't change.
April 2023, month, April 2000, March 29th, hide year picker, April 2023, April, picker item,
so what I had
adjustable
to do was actually had to double tap the month thing.
2023, picker item, and 20. Hide year picker, April 2023, button.
So now if
show
I double
picker,
tap that.
April 2000, Saturday, 19, March, start, all day, starts, 19, March 20, March 29, 19, button, collapse, month, April 2023, button, adjustable.
Okay, so now.
March 29th, 2023, button,
I really
expanded,
hate, like I said, I really 20, hate how they made this
19,
work.
March 29th.
So let's see if it took now.
March 20, month, March 2023, button, adjustable.
It did not.
April 2023.
Month, okay.
April to April, picker item, adjustable. Hide year picker, April 2023, button. And 20, March 2020, button. Trap.
Oh, I know part of 20, its problem because I March didn't change when the event ends. It can't end in March of 2023 if it's starting in April of 2023.
20,
oh, dear.
March 29th, 2020. Describe images on for. Describe
so,
20 month. March 2023.
Let's get month it to where it'll
describe images. On March,
thank you.
Picker item. April, May.
I really love you too, or not.
May, picker item. 2020. Travel time. Repeat. No. Count. 20. Button. May. And.
Okay, so.
Hide year picker. May. May. Picker item.
There. It should
adjustable
end in May, and that'll be that.
And. 20. 19. Button. Collapsed.
Like I said, though, this part has really become a pain, and It is unfortunate that they've made it a lot more complicated than it used to be.
March 29th, 2023. Button collapsed. Starts. 19. March 29th, 2023.
And
starts.
Let's see.
19. March 29th. Hide year picker. March 2023. Button. March. Picker
no,
item.
You really don't want to stay stable. Okay, I thought I had this thing figured out.
March. Picker. April.
They
April, picker item, 2020,
really
hide year picker, April 2000,
like
show year
okay.
picker, April 2019, button, Sunday, April 2nd, button.
So I'm going to change the date on
selected
here to Sunday, April 2nd.
April 2nd, 2000, starts, 19, April 2nd,
there we go.
All day.
So I had
start
to reselect the date after I selected the month, and that's fixed it. Okay, so now.
Starts, 19. April 2nd, 2023.
It'll start April 2nd at 1923. I have my phone in military time. So basically, you have to select the month, and then you have to select the date after you select the month, and that will make it stick.
April 2nd.
So
location or video call.
That's how you do that.
19. Button. Collapsed.
And now
19,
we can adjust the time.
19 o'clock. Picker. 20 o'clock.
And I
21
want to
o'clock
start at 9.
00 minutes. Pick.
And depend, by the way, if your phone is set to a standard time, 12-hour, you're also going to have an AM and PM window.
Time zone, Chicago, button.
I can adjust the time zone on here if I want to.
And 22, June 2nd, 2023, button, collapsed.
And
22, button, collapsed. June
oh,
2nd,
I see. It's 2023,
end on June.
You know,
22,
I told you May,
button,
didn't I?
Month, June 2nd, month, June 2000, Thursday, month, May 2023.
And
Tuesday,
I want you to
May 2nd.
And
button
on
Wednesday, May
3rd.
Button selected. Wednesday, May 3rd. Monday, May 8th, May 3rd, 2020.
No. It, like I said, the calendar
Saturday
used to be a lot
Sunday
easier, and it's
Thursday,
kind of
May Saturday
unfortunate that
Monday notes
they do it this
alert
way. So I went to the bottom of the screen now.
Repeat. Never.
Okay.
Travel time.
So let's talk
none
about some
button
other things. Travel time.
Wednesday. Travel time. None. Button.
I don't really do anything with the travel time.
Repeat.
But I
never
do want to
button
talk about the repeat. So this can, you may have events that are recurring. Let's say you have a call that you have every week, for instance, or an appointment.
Never. Button.
So you can adjust the repeat thing. And so if we double tap that, we've got never.
Every day. Button.
You can have it repeat every day.
Every week. Button. Every 2 weeks. Every month. Button. Every year. Button. Custom. Button.
Or there's a custom.
Dismiss context menu. But
and
custom.
The custom can really come in handy because let's take a look at that.
New event. Back. Custom. Frequency. Daily. Button.
So we can adjust the frequency.
Describe images on for. Describe every day.
So
frequency,
if I double tap
daily,
this.
Daily. Button. Weekly. Monthly. Yearly. Dismiss context menu. Yearly,
I can have
month,
it repeat
weekly,
every week.
Monthly. Button.
Or every month. I'm going to do every month.
Every month. Event will occur every month. Selected. Each. On the ellipsis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, so if I double tap the 6.
6, 8, 9. Count. Screen curtain on. Custom. Heading. Select. On the ellipsis. 1. On the ellipsis.
So I can, let's talk
selected
about the
each
and the on the, so it's gonna,
on
this
the
one is
ellipsis
a little bit,
31. New
if
event,
I go back
button,
let's
new
take
event
a look at how it's set up right now.
New event, heading, at test event, no, you show, second alert, alert, default, one, invitees, calendar, and repeat, never, repeats every month on the second and sixth button.
So this this can be useful, for instance, like say, so now it'll repeat the event on the 2nd of the month and the 6th of the month too. So let's say this is a twice a week thing. I don't want to create like two different events. I just want it all in one. So this is where you would use that custom repeat, and that'll double the event.
And repeats every month on.
Or if I go back in here, I think I'm going to change it to
on the ellipsis.
On the
selected
instead of
on the
each.
First, picker Sunday, picker item, adjustable.
And I can have it adjust at a specific time
first, picker,
thing.
Second, third, fourth,
so I'll
four,
have
six
it repeat the every fourth
Sunday, picker item. Monday, Wednesday, describe images
Friday
on for describe images off for frequency, monthly, button, custom, heading, every, each, so fourth, picker Wednesday, picker item, Thursday, 5 of 10, Friday,
thank
6
you
of 10, Saturday, 8 of 10, weekday, 9 of 10. Weekend day, 10 of 10. Weekend,
so you see, you have some pretty cool custom things in there. So now if I go back.
Back button, new event.
This event that I created.
Notes, text, in calendar, CH, and repeats every month, repeat. Repeats every month on the fourth Friday button.
So now every month at the fourth Friday, this event will occur. I don't know why. It's just how I made it.
End repeat. Never button.
And I can end the repeat when I want to. I do this mainly, like, for instance, I had a class that met on Zoom that I had in the calendar. And so I set the end repeat day for when the final class would be. And I also use that custom alert thing to have it, you know, repeat the event every Tuesday and Thursday during that time frame, you know, with that custom.
Calendar. chm.allen2011@gmail.com button.
It's seeing my default calendar, but if I want to change this to a different calendar, I can do that.
Invitees. None button.
Invitees. Invitees. Well, this is that inbox. So if
text
I go
field.
Here.
Is editing. Text field. Is editing. Character mode.
I can type insertion. In somebody. N- so N- let's
o-
do this.
IVCCKKI. Results. Nick Vogt. Nick Baker. Add contact.
I have too many Nicks in here.
Results. Nick Baker. Add text field. Done. Button. Text field. Is editing. Nick. Insertion point. K. U. I. I. Result. Nick Vogt. Q. Add text. Done.
Really?
Button. Text field. Is editing. Nikki. Insertion point at end. Insertion point at stop. Delete.
Okay. Delete. So N- this one is a little bit tricky.
Delete. I. K. I. N.
And I'm not going to go into the invitees. I think it depends on who has access to Gmail.
Can't add invitees.
And
text add Q. Add contact button.
Or I can add contact. Okay, this will work
lists,
a lot better.
Back button. Can't Alex. Herbert Allen.
So now I can find Nikki
search,
this way.
Search view. Section index. Adjustable. Cap D. Selected. Cap E. Select. Cap I. Select. Cap J. Cap K. Mervyn Keck. Nikki Keck.
Hey, I can add Mervyn too if I want
Nikki
to.
Keck.
Won't he be surprised? And then I double tap her name.
Cancel. Search. Section index. Section index, adjust, Mervyn Keck, Cap L, heading, Janine Leo.
Okay.
Deb Lewis.
Yeah, I think it's still stuck with, it has to be very
Chris
specific
contacts,
people.
Heading, cancel, search, section index, adjust,
and,
cancel.
So this part
button.
Is a little bit
text field.
Fun.
Is added, add Q, W, add in, cancel.
So let's
button.
Get out of here, but there's some people I can
cancel,
add, some people
button.
I cannot. I can probably switch calendars and have better luck.
Second
but,
alert, none, button. Alert. Default.
Okay,
one
the
day
alert.
Before,
so let's talk about the alert. So right now my alert is set to one day before, but I can change this if I want.
Default. One, none. Button. None.
And
button.
By the way, if Nikki had shown up in the calendar, then she would have gotten a notification in her calendar saying Herbie is inviting you to an event once I hit the done button. And she would could choose to accept or decline or whatever.
At time of event. Button. 5 minutes before. 10 minutes before, 15 minutes before, 30 minutes before, 1 hour before, 2 hours, 1 day before, 2 days before, 1 week before. Dismiss context menu.
And one thing I'll mention about these alerts too is if you have AirPods and the alert goes off while you're wearing them, you will actually get the Siri notification saying you have an event coming up. So that can be cool and annoying. At
second
the same
alert.
Time.
None. Button.
You can have a secondary alert.
Show as busy. Button.
Show as busy.
Show as button. New add button.
And then I would hit the add button.
Test event.
If I wanted
new event.
This
heading.
Event.
Cancel.
Which
button.
I don't.
Cancel.
Because
alert.
This
are
just...
you discard changes button?
So I'm gonna hit the cancel button and I'm gonna discard
March,
changes.
Back
okay.
Button.
So what if
events.
I want to delete an
Mac
event?
Mac Ntalk from 18. ACB presents the daily schedule from 7:50 to Tuesday, March 28th at 8.
So this one is inaccurate.
Edit. Ace count. 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Calendar. Her toolbar. Delete event. Button.
So at the very bottom, I can delete the event.
Show all notes. Button. Toolbar. Delete alert. Delete this event only. But delete all future events. Button.
All right.
Toolbar.
So now
calendars.
All of my ACB
button.
Presents emails events should be gone for Tuesday.
Events. iBug Buzz 18:45 Tuesday. Mac class. Thursday. Review session. From 17:30 Saturday. April. The future of the Mosin at large. Sunday. Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday. Monday. Easter Monday. Easter Sunday. Mac Tuesday. iBug Buzz. Monday. Kenny North. Sunday. Review. Thursday. Mark. Mac and Talk.
All right.
Mac. HCW. Tuesday. iBug Buzz
so
18.
So it did delete my previous events. That's not what I...
ACB. Thursday. ACB presents the daily schedule from
But that's 7. Okay. I can go back in here and fix it.
Edit button.
With, and make sure it'll now occur on the Monday and Wednesday that I want.
Clear all day. Start March 20. Starts 7:50. Ends March 8:05. Travel time. Repeat. Repeat. Custom button. Repeats every week on Monday and Wednesday button.
Yep.
End repeat on date button. End date March 22nd, 2023.
So
end repeat.
Ah, that
on date,
end repeat.
Never,
that's what's
button.
Throwing it off. Let's change that to
cancel,
never.
But edit, done button. Done.
And
alert.
Now
this is save for future events button.
And now it'll save it for all future
notes,
events.
Join from a PC. Join from a PC. Alert calendar. Herbie dot eight March 22nd.
So now if I go back
March
20, here.
Events. iBug Buzz 18 Tuesday. AC HC Mac class Mac Wednesday ACB presents.
And I got my ACB presents back. So just by going through my previous events, that's where it can really help to see all your previous events. All right. So let's see. What are we looking at time wise here? It is. Okay. Time to see if you all have any questions on what I have done so far.
Okay, let's give it a look. We actually have Malcolm. Let me do this. Hold on a second. Ask to unmute. I have sent him a... There we go.
Hello.
There you go. All right. Hello, Malcolm.
Hello, Herbie. Nice presentation, except for the glitches that were not your fault.
No, that's how it goes. But anyway, thank you.
You're right. That's technology. I know that from I've used this quite a bit, and basically the same way you talk about using it. I know in location that I put in the Zoom link for a Zoom or a Teams meeting. I put that in there. When my alert comes up, it'll show me the alert and it'll show me the message, the what it is. And then the join button will be there. So all I have to do is hit the join button and it'll join me right into the meeting, which is kind of nice.
Yep. What I like though, so I was in Zoom, I kind of got it to work to where it would actually share my calendar. So when I add a Zoom event to my calendar, it will actually show up in the Zoom app itself, so I don't even have to worry about the calendar. It's just so that's even cooler. But I don't know if you can do that with Teams or not, but that is definitely a very beneficial thing to have for links that are not going to change, because it can make your life so much easier, and that you don't have to go hunting through emails and all that. It's just right there at your fingertips.
Right. My question is about the repeat.
Yes.
There are some Zoom some Zoom meetings, ACB community events that occur every other week or every 2 weeks or once a month or twice a month, and first Wednesday, third Wednesday. Are those like something like when you put in the first and third Wednesdays, are those easily put in there? I can never find a way to do that.
That's where you go to the custom in the repeat, and you'll set it to in your case you probably want to set it to each, and then so let's see, let's find an event here.
1943
show you that doesn't
ACB presents the daily Wednesday Mac and talk event Mac class
let's see
eight Tuesday iBug ACB Monday review session from 17:30 to 8.
Okay, that's one I can play with.
Event details. Let's talk calendar. Mark event details. Heading. Edit button.
So let's go
cancel
to
date
the repeat.
In calendar. Date and date. And repeat. Repeat. Every week. Button. Never. Button.
So I'm going to go to
custom.
Button. Custom.
Edit event. Back button. Custom. Frequency. Daily. Button.
So I've got the frequency. I can set the frequency to daily.
Describe images on for calendar. Describe image every frequency. Daily button. Weekly button.
And so I can have it go off weekly,
monthly
button.
Yearly button.
In your case,
monthly.
If it's once a month, you probably want it set to monthly.
Edit event. Back
so
button.
I would double tap that.
Frequency. Monthly. Every month.
So every month.
Event will occur every month. Selected. Each.
And then you can have it set for each.
On the ellipsis.
Or on the, so in your case, one, if it's each.
Two.
On the I think ellipsis. You would really want the on the. So selected. You said on you have an event that, let's say, occurs every Wednesday.
First, picker item. Adjust Sunday, picker item. First,
so
picker
on
item.
The picker
adjustable.
Item, you one can have it set to, you know, let's say just the first Sunday of the month or.
Second, two, third, three of six, fourth, four, fifth, five, last, six of six, last, four, third, three of six.
So you can have it appear, you know, like the third
Sunday, pick Monday,
Monday
of
every month if you want.
Picker item. Each.
Or you can,
event will
if you
occur
set
every,
it to.
Select each. Event will occur every month on the third Monday.
So the event will occur every month on the third Monday. If you have it set that way.
Every month of each selected on the ellipsis.
Or if
each.
We set it to each.
Selected each. On one, two,
so five, six, you can seven. Have it occur like the seventh of every month. So
eight,
let's say if
eight,
I select the eight.
Three, two, one on the selected each event will occur every month on the 8th and 23rd.
So it'll occur every month on the 8th and the 23rd because those both of those dates are selected. So that's how the custom works.
Edit event. Back,
and
edit
so
event.
It's just a matter of
and repeats
you know,
every
what
repeat.
The
edit, cancel,
thing is
but,
needed
cancel,
for your
alert.
Event.
Disc, keep editing. Button. Keep editing. Discard changes. Button.
So for Apple Bytes, if I had it in my calendar,
March 23rd,
no, I'd have
back,
it
button.
Set for the fourth Tuesday of every month because it's not date specific, but let's say you have
right.
somebody's birthday, you would want that to be set for every year at the same date. Well, I don't know. Some people like their birthdays every day or every month. That could be a whole nother thing. So that's how, you know, so does that answer your question there, Malcolm?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. All right. Who's our next victim? oh, sorry about that.
Let me see here, because we don't have anyone at this point.
We don't have anyone.
Don't get shy, everybody.
Oh, up. If you've got any
Ooh,
questions.
We do. Hold on.
All right. If you're feeling confused about anything, definitely feel free to ask, because I do not know unless you tell me. So.
Okay. We have Abby, and she is now unmuted.
All right, Abby.
Okay.
Dear Abby.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Now, I have an event that happens on the first and third Sunday of the month. And so far what I've done is I've scheduled it. I've called it by one name and scheduled that for the first Sunday, and another name and scheduled it for the third Sunday. But I'm wondering if there's a way that I can schedule it for the first and third Sunday.
Yep, so it's in that custom repeat option.
1947,
right.
Do not disturb.
Yeah.
Button. Go to the each. So.
Alert, toolbar, delete event. Button.
No, I don't want to
event
delete
details.
The event.
Describe images on for calendar. Describe images. Describe event detail. Edit button.
Okay, so let's
cancel.
Go back to the
button.
Custom
alert.
Repeat.
Fifth,
so
invitees. Calendar. Date picker. And repeat. Every week. Button. Never. Button. Every 2 weeks. But selected.
So right now
every
this
custom.
One is set to
button.
Repeat every week. So you want it to repeat the third
edit
and
event.
First and third Sunday.
It's back button. First and third Sunday. Yes.
Yep.
Cuts every
so,
day. Event will occur every day.
No,
event
we
will
don't
occur
want every day.
Custom. Heading. Edit event. Cut frequency. Every day. Every day. One. Day. One. Frequency. Daily. Button.
Thank you.
Daily. Button. Weekly. Button.
So.
Weekly. Button. Monthly. Button. Week. Selected. Daily. Button. Week. Yearly. Dismiss content.
So
month,
we're
going
to set
button.
This then to.
Selected. Weekly. Button.
Weekly. And let's
edit
see.
Event. Frequency. Weekly. Button. Every. Week. One. Picker I. Every. One, two
so
of 999.
The first thing I'm going to do is set the amount of weeks it will occur. So it's going to repeat every. Well, let's see. It's going to be every. Is it every week or every 2 weeks? I
it's
forgot.
It's the first and third Sunday. That's what's tricky.
Yep. Okay. So
weeks. Picker item. Adjustable. Weeks. One event will occur every 2 weeks.
So every 2 weeks, and then let's see.
Sunday. Monday.
Of course, the problem
Sunday.
Is if there's a fifth Sunday, then
selected.
There's a that's
Sunday.
Throw it off.
Month,
yes.
Tuesday,
that.
Saturday, month, select, event will occur every 2 weeks on Sunday and Thursday. Selected. Month,
okay,
Tuesday,
so then
Wednesday,
I would select the days that I
Tuesday,
want.
Tuesday, Monday. Week two, pick
this
every,
is where some people
two,
do like some of the third party calendar apps that I think can be a little bit
okay,
more specific
yeah.
in that
okay.
regards.
All right. Well, thanks.
Yep.
Cut. Edit event. Cut.
frequency. So let's see, the other weekly, thing you button, could do
describe
though,
images
let's
off
see
for
if
count,
we,
describe
set
images
it to
off for count daily.
Let's see.
Selected weekly, monthly button.
I want to see something here.
Custom heading. F2 picker item. Adjust 1 of 990 month picker item. Adjust event will occur every month. Selected each. On the
okay, so I can set it to every month. So
selected.
What I would do is actually, let's see. I think if I set it to month every month, then each. Let's
on the
see.
Ellipsis 1 diagram. Describe images off for calendar 2 on the ellipsis.
So on
selected
the...
first picker item. Adjust Sunday picker item. Picker item first, second, third, fourth, fifth, last, six of six, last, first, one of six.
See, the problem is they make this a picker item, not a selectable thing, because this is where you could would benefit right. from being able to select the first and third Sunday.
Sunday,
right,
picker
exactly.
item, adjustable,
yeah.
one of 10.
Yeah.
But you know what you could do, actually?
Picker item, first, Sunday, picker item, custom, heading, frequency, edit
so
event, back,
here's what
edit
I
event,
would do
cancel,
is I'd
button.
Set the first repeat for the first and third Sunday,
invertees,
and then the
calendar, date picker, end date, end repeat, repeats every month on the first Sunday, button,
yeah, you can't.
Repeat. Custom button repeats every month frequency month
yeah
every
that one
event,
is a
repeat,
bit of a pain
selected.
And I don't
first,
think there is
pick,
a way
picker
to
item.
Get to
Sunday picker item a first second two of six first selected on the ellipsis
yeah that could be a little bit better organized on their part so
right.
Describe
okay.
images on for calendar.
All
edit
right.
event.
So yeah, that's where
event.
Some people do,
edit.
Like I
cancel.
Said, the
button.
Fantastic
cancel.
All
alert.
All that.
Are you sure you discard? Keep editing. Discard changes.
Because it can be a little bit more very specific like that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you anyway for trying.
Yep. That's what I'm here for, so.
Okay, we have Diane Harms.
All right.
Herbie, great presentation as usual. Yeah, on the calendar, what I... it comes in handy is when I, you know, if you go to doctor's appointments, you know, when you schedule your appointment, sometimes it'll have to add to calendar. So I'll do that. And then it adds it to my calendar. And you know, that's pretty cool. I don't have to go through all the steps of adding manual, just do it from the app. And cause all the
yep.
doctors now they're getting on apps now. And so you can download their app and just add the appointment from there. And that's really cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd add that. So, yeah, great presentation.
Definitely.
Enjoy all your presentations. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, and we have Debbie Dethridge.
All right, Debbie.
Great presentation. And yeah, I was wondering, one question I had. If you
You are fading in and out a little bit there.
Yeah. Now, when you set up the calendar, you have to actually open the calendar app. It won't like pop up on your like lock screen, correct? You have to go into the calendar to see what you've got going on. Is that correct?
Yes. You can also ask Siri, and she can try to read you events. Sometimes she will, sometimes she won't.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. And all right, anybody else?
And we have Sonia Teets. I just asked her to unmute, so hopefully
Sonia.
She will be.
Hi, so you may have gone over this and I may have just missed it, but if I have Gmail and Outlook on my Apple phone, will those sync automatically to my Apple calendar or do I
yes.
have to like manually go in?
So long as you've turned that on when you set up the account, then yes, they should automatically sync. And,
okay.
Yep.
And if I didn't, how would I turn it on?
So that would be in the, usually that's actually in
1953.
The accounts.
Do not disturb.
So
button.
Let's see if I can.
Count.
Open settings.
Settings. I learn more. But general.
Oh, I got
back,
a download.
General,
beta download.
Date and
I'll deal with that. In
language
a minute.
And region. Dictionary. VPN and settings. Settings.
So I was not expecting
personal,
that.
Personal. Cellular.
Was not there a few minutes ago. So. So let's go to calendar here.
Free form. No calendar button.
Don't care.
Settings.
So if I go to
Siri and search accounts, heading iCloud Drive, iCloud Mail, contacts, and nine more button, joint email, mail, contacts, calendars, notes button.
So notice it's saying joint mail, calendars, notes, all that. So if I go in
Comcast,
find an account,
mail,
I don't
button,
care.
IMAP,
if
heading,
I mess up anything accidentally.
Account, mail, on, notes, off. Delete account button. Delete
okay,
account.
Okay, so this one does not have a calendar.
Accounts. Account.
Okay, so.
Add account button. Fetch at 986. Joint iCloud. iCloud Drive. Joint email.
Okay, we'll
mail,
go to Gmail here.
Mail. Contacts. Calendars. On.
So you can hear it says calendars on when I double tap that. So it's a toggle that I would double tap. And
okay, but it's so settings, calendar, then Gmail, not settings, Gmail.
Correct. Settings and then calendar. Mail or calendar, it's all the same.
Settings.
It doesn't matter.
Closing
but
settings.
You want to look for where
app
it says
switcher,
accounts.
Calendar,
and
active.
Then you double tap that.
Actions
then
available.
Look for the specific account and see if you see a calendar option.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we did have Tony, but there she
is. I'm here.
Oh, there
I'm
she
here.
Is.
There he is. Okay, is it Tony or DJ?
It's actually DJ.
I thought so. You can't fool me. I know your tricks.
Oh, boy. So anyway, my question is referring back to events on multiple days, for
yep.
example, second and fourth Tuesday. Could it be beneficial if you could get Siri to just say, hey, Siri, set date for set event for second and fourth Tuesday of the month, and then she would ask what event, what so on and so forth.
You can definitely give it a try. My confidence level in Siri is I know sometimes she's limited as to what she can do. So the best thing, that's why I teach everybody the manual way to do things. So that way, if
right.
it doesn't
yeah.
work, then you still know how to do it manually.
You still know how to do it manually.
And you know how to yeah. check to make sure she did it the way you wanted.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, you know. And I know that Siri sometimes has a mind of her own, if she has a mind at all. But that's another story for another time.
Yep.
But, yeah. But yeah, that's what I was thinking, because as you were going through setting the dates there, I'm hearing you going through there, and I heard you hit the first Sunday, and then you would think that immediately if you went and tapped on 3, it would automatically go to the third. So when you end up looking at it, it would say event showing first and every first and third Sunday. I guess that would be the goal.
Yep.
But yeah. So, all righty. Well, thanks for taking my question.
You are Ooh. Welcome.
On radio. Great job.
All right, let's close that window of opportunity on him and see if we have anybody else.
And we actually do not at this point.
All right, guys. Well, we are approaching the end of the hour. I want to thank everybody for coming. Thank you to Bits for hosting this and to Nikki for hosting. I know you've all got better places to be, but you're stuck with me instead. I haven't fully decided what I'm going to demonstrate next month. I'm going to look to see if there's actually really anything worth demoing in the latest edition of 16.4. If you have any requests for anything, I am definitely... come to think of it, I remember now talking to somebody that I should demonstrate the Uber app, so I might actually do that next month.
Uh-oh, you're going to take us with you and go somewhere?
Yep. There you
oh,
go.
Wow.
That could be interesting. The problem is I don't have a good way of doing that live, not without fully demoing the app. So I do take, if you do have any requests or suggestions, definitely, by all means, let me know. You can find me through the Bits list. You can also find me by sending an email to community@acb.org and asking them to forward your email onto me, and those are the two ways you can get a hold of me. There are some apps I do not know, but I can always find people that do. For instance, like I do not know GarageBand, nothing. But I don't really know anything about music either, so I know how to sing, but when it comes to instruments. So, you know, that's one app I would not demo because I do not know anything about it. But Freeform, another one. I've not played with it. It's a newer app that's supposed to let you collaborate. Don't know anything about it. So there are some that would be beyond what I would probably demo. But like I said, I do take suggestions and I do take them all into consideration. So, all right. On that note, guys, Nikki, you may end the room.
Okay, have a good one, everyone.